It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm your host, H. Fatty Obesenstein from sonofcheese.com. Normally, I'm Derek Knight, but you'll find out why exactly I'm calling myself H. Fatty Obesenstein here in a bit. With me, as always, from fizzleandpop.com, Colin, I don't want a fat nickname, Burton.
Hello, everyone.
And why is it you don't want a fat nickname?
It's bad enough I'm fat. Why should I have a nickname?
Why not? Well, but then you're like poking fun, you know? It's like, I can take it. Look at me with a clever little name for my fat rolls.
Yeah, but who says I can take it? Maybe I'll just like break down and start crying or something. You don't
know. That's right. I forgot that you were a giant pansy.
Yeah.
The reason that I'm calling myself H. Fatty Obesenstein is because I happened to see myself on television last week. And, you know, you've heard the old story about being on camera, that the camera adds 10 pounds. Well, if that's the case, I'm not exactly sure how many cameras were on me. I happened to be, and of course, if you read my blog.
You were on Cops, right?
Yeah, I was on Cops. Now, if you read my blog, if you have read my blog in the past couple of days, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you're listening to our podcast and you don't read our blogs, why not? Because that's pretty much the only reason I could think of that anybody would want to listen to us is that they know us.
Right.
I happened to be officiating a wrestling match, a high school wrestling match that also happened to be televised. Watched the telecast from that wrestling match, and holy Christ, I'm fat. I mean, that's all I could come away with was Jesus Christ, I'm fat. And, you know, you get to a point in your life and you're like, yeah, I've gained some weight, and I know I'm overweight, but I don't look that bad. And then you see yourself on camera and you're like, wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Yeah, luckily I haven't seen myself on camera yet, so.
Why, you don't think it's going to go well?
Dude, if you think you're fat, there's no way that I will look good on camera. No way.
Oh, that's all I wanted to hear. That makes me feel so much better.
Oh, no good, because that's why I'm here, is to make you feel better.
That's right. Hey, you're not as fat as me. Oh, well, I feel much better.
Oh, good. That's great.
But I was part of a commercial shoot one time, and this is probably about a year ago, for one of our dealers, I think up in Montana. I played the role of man who just got out of bed. And so they had me in a bathrobe, for one thing, on camera. And watching the video from that shoot, I'm thinking, oh, man. God. You know, those are the kind of times that it really, there's no... You know, oh no, I can go and have a steak. It won't hurt me. Once you see yourself on camera, you're like, no, I really do need to stick to a diet. It's Lean Cuisines from here on out.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Justin, get out of that chair. I don't know if you're picking it up, but it squeaks like hell.
Listen, you get out of that chair. I'm telling you now.
Yeah. Okay, so ready to go again. Where were we? Oh, yeah, steak.
He's talking about steak. I don't think I'll edit that out. I think that'll be better that way. Oh, where were we? Oh, yeah, steak. Speaking of steak, and also, if you've been reading my blog, this isn't anything new. One of our good friends that we work with at the agency, Ray, he has a few blog posts on his newish blog, which you can get to by typing rmlimages.blogspot.com into your web's browser. Our local newspaper here, where you and I used to work, not necessarily in a news capacity, but
right.
You know, that at least does tie us to the local newspaper.
Oh, we made the news once.
Is having a... What's that?
We made the news once, but that's probably a story for another time.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that some other time. And, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely stick around for that. If you're listening and you're thinking, you know, I'm tired of giving these guys a shot, no, seriously, stick around. Because on a future episode, you're going to want to hear about this. But, now the local newspaper, their restaurant reviewer is, I guess he's quitting. I guess there's no kind way to put it. He's going to devote more time to his day job, which doesn't speak highly of the position to begin with. So the Gazette decided to kind of have public audition for new food critics. And so what they wanted you to do was write up a sample review, send it in. They posted it on their dining blog. And then, you know, I guess they're going to do some sort of contest review type of thing.
Pie-eating contest.
A what?
I said a
pie-eating contest. That's right. Just like in Stand By Me.
Exactly.
And if it is just like in Stand By Me, I'm going to be drinking the castor oil. Throw up all over those fuckers. No, I figured, hey, I like food, and I'm kind of able to figure out the layout of a keyboard. I can kind of type. So I sent in a review of a restaurant that I did about a year and a half ago when I was visiting Vegas. So... Not, you know, right off the top, yes, I half-assed it. I didn't write up a new restaurant review. I figured I just show them that I can type and that I like food, and that's good enough. And I didn't even choose a restaurant that was in town. I chose one that's in Las Vegas, although ironically enough, now there is a location of this particular restaurant here in town. So that makes it even worse. I'm reviewing a restaurant that I could have reviewed that's just across town, and instead I went to Vegas to do it.
It was commitment.
So, and it's also part of a series, so, like, the beginning doesn't make sense in, to anybody outside of, like, me. And, you know, like, in my grand tradition of half-assing things, I figured I'd send it in and get laughed at, and that was it.
How come you didn't, like, copy, paste it, do a little bit of editing before you sent it off? You just really didn't care? You just wanted to see what would happen? Is that it?
Well, yeah. I just kind of picked one that wasn't terrible and sent it in. Because, again, I expected it not necessarily to be, here is a finely polished review. I expected it to be, here's a sample of my writing style.
Right.
Duh. I also didn't know that they were posting these on a blog.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yep.
So they invited, apparently, you know, and I get the paper. I guess I should read the paper because I missed this number one when it finished. I guess they've been doing this since November.
Huh.
The deadline for submissions was January 26th. And then they invited the public, I assume, to come and comment on all of the submitted reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of comments, and there were a lot of comments from non-blogger users. So they were anonymous. Every comment was anonymous except for one, and it was somebody who commented on all 50 of the entries. It was somebody who called themselves Submission Reviewer. Sounds pretty official, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and the Submission Reviewer didn't have anything nice to say about anybody, come to find out. Was particularly scathing to me, I thought, although I didn't take it necessarily personally. Again, I half-assed my entry, so I expected to be called names, but it was almost like, well, wait a minute. You know, they say one thing and do another. Said, well, you're reviewing a restaurant that's out of town so nobody can get to it. But when you're in Las Vegas, I don't even like that restaurant. So it's like, hey, you know, shut the fuck up. I assumed that the submission reviewer worked for the Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, fired back a little bit about that in my most recent blog entry. But, oh, the egg on the face tastes like egg. I got an email today from Warren Epstein, who's the person who actually in charge of this at the Gazette, which says, okay, Submission Reviewer is not affiliated with the Gazette.
Right.
Apparently, Submission Reviewer, the person who left all these comments calling people names and saying that their writing was childish and shit, they're just somebody who's trying to cause trouble, wants to make people sad, wants to bring people down. Perhaps it's the ex-restaurant reviewer.
I wouldn't think so unless they were getting rid of him. I mean, if it was his decision to leave, why would he do that? That's kind of lame.
Well, I don't know any of the situation. Yeah. I was offering that up as kind of a lighthearted, ha-ha, that would be funny. I'm not being serious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be funny. Yeah, I suppose so.
I suppose.
Tell everybody else they suck. It's really not my brand of humor. But,
well, but
I guess
he tells everybody they suck, so they keep it.
But
shut up. So anyway, I received an email from Warren Epstein, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out that despite Submission Reviewer's scathing review of my entry, I'm still in the running. I've been instructed to be at a specific restaurant at a specific time this coming Friday to participate in, I guess, the next phase. According to Epstein, they want to turn this into a reality show type competition. So I'm not exactly sure if I want to be a part of that. I'm still mulling over whether I'm going to go to this specific unnamed as it's been named, but I'm not going to name it right yet. This unnamed, undisclosed location at a specific undisclosed time this coming disclosed Friday. I'll let you kids know how that goes.
So how far would it be from undisclosed work?
It would, you know, it's about 2 minutes from your undisclosed palatial estate. Let me put it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And no, we're not going to play 20 fucking questions, all right? So it should be fun if I do choose to, if I have the time, if I'm able to come in early on Friday and leave early, I'll do it. If not, you know, I guess I just have to pass. Because like I said in the entry where I said, well, I didn't want your fucking job anyway, which I've since amended, if I did end up being the restaurant reviewer, I would be a fat motherfucker. I would be a fat bastard because you have to go out and eat at restaurants.
Yeah, but surely you don't.
I guess you don't have to eat everything in sight.
Yeah, and you don't have to finish it all. You can taste stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that real no-kidding restaurant reviewers bring friends so that everybody can order something different so that they can get more of a feel for the menu, but
I'd have to have some friends.
Pretty hungry friends. I'd have to actually, you know, I'd just have to start making friends, I think.
Make fat friends.
I'll start now.
Love you.
I'll just hang out outside the restaurant. You want a free meal?
that way, if they start off fat, they aren't going to be really upset with you when they get fat. You know?
Well, what if they're like me and they're already fat, but they'd like to lose weight?
Well, then they shouldn't hang out with a restaurant reviewer, should they?
Well, nobody's a restaurant reviewer here yet, now are they?
I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about if you got the job.
So, right. Yeah. Which and that you don't even necessarily want. At this point, I think, you know, I'm easily one of 50, and I'm probably like 48th on the list. I don't think that I have a shot at this, but
I doubt it.
You know, like everything else, I've gotten it over my head, so I'll give it my best shot. And like I said, I will let everyone know how it goes one way or another.
Yeah, I really doubt you're like 48th because I couldn't imagine inviting that many people to a restaurant on Friday. I really could.
Well, especially this specific restaurant because it's not that big.
Aha! Got another answer out of you.
Got another clue. So
within 2 minutes and not big.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's bigger than a bread box. Oh, wait, we are going to play 20 questions.
And all it serves is bread.
No.
Okay.
Well, additionally, though, moving on from the topic of me being a fat bastard and possibly getting fatter, Freak Train, which I've talked about before on the big Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, it was this past Monday, and I know that I led everybody to believe that I went and did stand-up comedy, and I didn't, because I wasn't feeling well. And, you know, I've been through the whole not feeling well and being professional when I worked in radio, but I was getting paid to do that. You know, you show up, you flip the switch, and you're Robbie Radio all of a sudden. You take your $8 and you go home.
Right.
I just wasn't feeling like driving all the way up to Denver after work, fighting traffic, being funny for, you know, paying $5 to get in and then being funny and then going home.
Right.
Justin Carmichael, everybody's favorite Caucasian Asian, Noriaki Kakuin, pussed out. And these are his words, not mine. He pussed out. He was scheduled to go. He had written a stand-up routine that he had had a fever dream. And he dreamt up this stand-up routine, had it all written down, ready to go, and emailed him the week prior, and he was all ready to go and psyched, and yeah, come pick me up. Emailed him day of, I got to back out. I guess he and a friend of his are trying to put together a video podcast of sorts.
Really?
About video games. Why am I not surprised? And this friend of his is leaving town at some point, so they want to get it done before he leaves. At least that's the story he gave me. He could have been lying.
See, because
he could have just
now
been
we're
afraid.
Expecting a product. So if he lied about that, then the video never shows up, then we know something's up. So I don't think he lied.
Well, but I mean he's got time because he said it won't happen this month. It won't happen next month. So I think what he's hoping on, I think what he's planning on is us forgetting 3 months down the road.
I like
that
you
include
me in that, so that's great.
Well, I should include you because you're a pansy ass, too.
No, I'm not.
Of course, Pat Angelo, who is a regular at the Freak Train, he actually had work stuff to do and wasn't able to go. But and like he said, he ended up, I kind of like in the situation that I did, he didn't have anything really cohesive to go. I was just, you know, I had kind of roughed out a stand-up routine. I was just going to go and hit it and see if it, you know, throw it against the wall and see if it stuck. Which, at a place like Freak Train, the ultimate amateur hour, people are very forgiving. And you'll at least get a smattering of applause, if nothing else. But you're the biggest pansy on the planet.
No, I'm not.
Because you're funny and you won't go.
I'm not funny.
See, that was funny.
I'm not funny.
You're making me laugh, man.
I'm not funny enough for an audience, that's for sure.
Well, and why don't you think so?
Because I would be scared to death.
Well, why are you scared? What are they going to do to you? Bite you?
Yes. Storm the stage and rip me to shreds.
No.
Well, it's
something you need to do eventually.
See, and that's nice to say at a conscious level, but subconsciously I just don't get it. I'm too nervous in front of crowds.
That's so sad.
Isn't it?
Anyway, it's probably for the best since, you know, like I said, I didn't have the whole act really, you know, polished. So this will give me yet another month to either refine it or to procrastinate and not do anything with it. But I could also go to the bastard cousin of Freak Train, which is the Rocky Mountain USO Talent Contest, which is essentially Freak Train. It's just on a different day with prizes. It's at the Bug Theater in Denver at 37th and Navajo on February 14th. Whereas Freak Train is the last Monday of every month, this USO Talent Contest, which completely ripped their format off of Freak Train, is the second Wednesday of every month.
Mm.
So I could do that. And so you could, too.
You could come up with a Valentine's theme show.
Why would I want to?
Isn't that Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, okay, then. I don't know.
But I don't see. I mean, Halloween, I'll tie in, but I don't think.
Come on.
Valentine's Day just ain't that funny.
You could go up as Cupid. That'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. A big fat bastard in a diaper. Thanks.
I'd laugh.
You'd laugh? Well, you wouldn't be there, so I'm not going to do it.
I'd laugh from here. So.
laughing with you and at you from afar.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's been up with you at your humble blog home?
Messing around with those videos, trying to get them to work. And since your feedback on the one making you sick, I'm probably going to
Well, why don't you go into a little bit more detail as to why, you know, it's not just like everything you do makes me barf. Something specific happened and you knew it would make people sick, so why don't you tell the kids what it was?
I knew people that were susceptible to motion sickness might have a problem with it because the first two videos that I recorded for coloring and finishing up the superhero topic were set to follow the mouse cursor as it moves, and I have to move and select layers and all sorts of things, so it's jumping all over the place. And then to keep it under 10 minutes for YouTube, I had to compress it down from 27 minutes to about nine and a half minutes.
So all those little movements are compressed into one giant puke fest.
So it's going like three times as fast as it did when I did it, and it was already bad enough because I notice now that I'm filming what I do, I tend to do a lot of little swirls and stuff while I'm thinking. And
you need to edit those out, man.
Yeah, probably. Well, but that's just it. You can't really successfully edit it out. Otherwise, then it's just a static jump, jump, jump.
Well,
because
like I said, you got to use...
Because it moves.
iMovie comes with your Mac.
Well, I understand.
iMovie has these things called transitions that the pros use.
And I told
you... So it's not just a bad jump cut. It transitions.
But I told you if I bring it into iMovie, because of the format that it saves in, it just craps it all up. It looks like crap.
I want you to actually prove that to me and show that to me.
Yeah, when I have time for the whole importing and exporting through iMovie, then I'll do that. But it's not in a format that's native like video camera. It doesn't handle it that way. It has to do all these compression algorithms and crap I don't know. But it winds up looking
stuff
fuzzy.
You just don't understand. You know, you put one thing in here and another thing comes out at the end, right?
Exactly. And so the first two movies I did that way. I'm thinking of just releasing the second one with no soundtrack, not to YouTube. I would put it at my Apple spot and have it not compressed so people don't get sick if they feel like downloading it and watching it. It's not too large a file. And then I'll just release the third one once I get a soundtrack for it. And that one is set up stationary, just over a specific area of the screen.
Yeah, now, speaking of your soundtrack, did you use, like, an independent band that hasn't been signed or something?
No, they're through Comfort Stand Recordings.
Yeah.
And they have... Well, I don't know if he's an independent band that hasn't been signed. I went to his site. He didn't have too much there, but he's under a Creative Commons license.
Oh, so you were able to use it with... Because I was really worried about that, because all of a sudden using a sound recording, and it's like, wow, you didn't pay your ASCAP fees, buddy.
No, believe me, I checked pretty thoroughly into it, and as long as it's non-commercial, which this is, I'm not getting paid to do it, I'm good with using it. So, and it's...
Well, we hope so.
Well, I should be, yeah. I gave him total credit in the at the end of the film, so... Yeah.
We'll see. Well, and you gave him credit in the little write-up, too, so...
Yeah. So I should be
and
all right.
It was a catchy little song.
Yeah, I liked it. And his see, that's the problem. I think I'll have to change a few things. Never mind. This is just me thinking. I don't need to be doing that while we're podding.
So you don't think so much, we'll jump right into another topic. All right. That topic is that even though you were Wii-less, you didn't even have a Wii up until recently. We both have Wiis now.
Indeed, we do.
Nintendo is thanking its lucky stars that people like us exist, because I bought my Wii new through Circuit City. You bought yours just lucked into a used one down the road from your house at Entertain Mart.
Yep.
But how cool is it?
It's pretty cool. The kids are getting a lot more use out of it than I am, but...
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You've got kids. I can play it any goddamn time I want, just about.
Yeah, that's true.
And even though I can play it just about any time I want, you know what I've been doing?
Not playing it.
No, I've been playing it, but I've been just playing the Wii Sports.
Right.
I bought other games. You know, I've got, like, that Zelda, which I'll never play. I've got Madden. I've got Trauma Center, a Second Opinion. I picked up Rayman Raving Rabbids, which I did play, and we did finish some of it. And then I got Red Steel, and I haven't even opened Red Steel because I've just been so goddamn busy with the Wii Sports.
Right.
Going crazy with it. Doing the Wii Fitness and the Wii Training and going pro in all the sports, and it's just a whole hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, Jordan's been playing the hell out of Wii Sports as well. I think she's unlocked everything in the challenges area.
I do want to put money, though, on the fact that our Miis for you... Our me for you is probably better than your me for you.
Have you seen my me for me?
No, I'm going to, sight unseen, no, I'm going to lay money on the table that our me that we made for you looks more like you than the me you made for you.
Well, then I guess we'll have to let Heather judge.
Because, of course, you would always pick yourself to win the money.
I don't know. I can't remember what it looked like. Why, is it because you made it really fat? Is that why it would look more like me, or...
I made yours just as fat as mine, But no, you know, yours has a big red afro and, you know, looks pissed off and has glasses.
Okay, so does mine. And a beard.
Nah, but mine's better. The beard, but I guarantee that ours is better than yours. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Garen goddamn tea.
Whatever.
I'd put money on it.
Whatever. I won't put money on it.
Yeah.
It's a judgment call.
But anyway, moving on, just another aside. It is a judgment call, and I'm judging mine to be better. But and speaking of judging, Ed, since I've never been one to not say what I'm thinking, which has gotten me in trouble a lot, I agreed to be one of the 70-plus reviewers at bloglaughs.blogspot.com, which is a, what is their little slogan?
Hell if I know.
Offering unsolicited constructive criticism. It's just a little blog review site, and it didn't take any more qualifications to become one of the reviewers than being able to compose an email to the guy that maintains the site.
Wow, I could do that.
Exactly, you could. It's not like I don't have enough to do already.
Exactly.
He started me off immediately, and the blog that I have to review, and by the way, it's not solo, it's cumulative. There's like I said, there's 70-plus reviewers, and then the guy averages out the scores and then posts some of the comments. But the blog that I have to review that they're doing this week is just flat out horrible.
Really?
I might even go so far as to say that it's dog shit.
Really?
It is. It's so hard to read that.
Is the writing at a junior high school level?
I wish it were at a junior high level. You remember that scene in Christmas Story where if the teacher has to read another bad theme, she'll go nuts? F. That's kind of how I feel going through these posts. And the worst part about it is that she's won, like, awards.
Really?
She's like Canada. She's like Canada's top blogger or something. She won some Canadian blog award for best blog and best humor blog. And I know that these awards are, you know, they're just a popularity contest. And she's got readers because, okay, she's a chick and she's willing to show her boobs. Her writing is terrible. She's not funny. But like every 10th post, she'll like have a picture of herself with no top on. And oh, by the way, she's flat.
And that gets you awards in Canada, does it?
Well, you know, and if this is the best blog that Canada can muster, we need to annex them and destroy them. We need to annex Canada and euthanize them. If this is the best they can do, they deserve to be American.
So do you think I'd get readers if every 10th post
I took your shirt off? No. In fact...
I'd probably lose what I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Penn Jillette had a theory about something similar to this. He was talking about females in Hollywood who were very popular at one time because they were really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when they were younger, people liked to hang around them because they were attractive. And so they laughed at their stories and they laughed at their jokes and they hung on their every word because they were attractive. So now he says what you have in Hollywood are a bunch of old hags who are no longer attractive who think they're funny because when they were younger, everybody laughed at everything they said because they were hot. And this is kind of the way I see this girl. It's just so bad because, yeah, some people would find her slightly attractive. And, yeah, she's willing to take her shirt off, but she's not funny. She's not smart. And she doesn't use punctuation. And, no, her writing is not at a junior high level. It's well below that.
Maybe you just don't get the Canadian humor.
Dude. If there was some Canadian humor in there to get, I'd be happy. I'm really to the point where I'm just going to have to stop trying. Because unless I come across like some mind-blowing, earth-shatteringly funny post in the next couple of days, I'm going to probably give her all zeros.
Wow.
Because out of 10. 0 out of 10. Because she's just so goddamn bad.
Not even.
But she's Canada's top blogger, I want you to know.
Well,
some guy that has bad design skills. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many awards might there be out there, you know?
Well, you know, and there's a ton of awards, but she also won some other, like, Best Diarist award that she was up against Deuce.
Really?
But Deuce didn't mention the contest on her site, so nobody went and voted for her. And what it turned out to be was just a popularity contest. Again, you know, flat chick takes off her shirt. Yeah, okay. But, you know, then again, maybe there are just a lot of stupid people that do get it. Maybe they're reading it and they're like, wow, I'm stoned all the time and this chick is awesome. There's way more of them out there than I guess there are of me.
Wow.
But, phew, yeah, I probably will be in the minority giving her all zeros in this review. I don't know.
Well, depending on how many teenage boys
I'm trying very desperately to be objective, and I'm trying... What's
so
that?
Depending on how many teenage boys are your co-reviewers, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know, but let me tell you something. It is just painful. Just painful. And I also put my... I told the guy, I said, go ahead and put my thing in the queue to be reviewed. It's going to take months, though, I'm sure, because they only get to one a week.
I don't imagine you have time to read a post, just for the heck of it.
What, read a post to you?
Yeah, read it. Well, to me,
look it up and read a post to you?
Not to me, to our listeners. Jeez.
To you. Yeah. Let me put it that way.
Would you read me a story?
I'm reading a post to you. I'm reading a post to you, my wife, my sister, and maybe the evil science chick. But if anybody else is out there, let me know.
Kathy,
email Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at sonofcheese.com, or even Colin at fizzleandpop.com. Or for Christ's sake, leave a comment. Jesus Christ, we get like, what, 3 comments?
Yeah.
And I know we've got like 15 subscribers and only 3 people are commenting. I know one of those 15 subscribers is me. Shut up.
Well, and one of them is me at work and at home. So that's 2 others. So, damn, we're down to 12.
Don't tell me that.
I'm sorry. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news there, but...
you're the bearer of bad news, all right. And, you know, actually, her most recent post is surprisingly ironic.
Really?
It just went up today.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to read it just like she's got it written, absence of punctuation at all.
Okay.
This guy wrote a top 10 Canadian bloggers list, limited. There weren't enough smart Canadian female bloggers, and now all these nerds are bandwagon jumping, offering up a ton of female bloggers, and I noticed I was not included in the majority of the list, and I'm not surprised. While it's the easy route to dismiss me and pass me off as not smart, it's a cheap shot for the most part. Before addressing and defending my intelligence honor, I would like to point out how fucking pompous all it is for all these dudes to say that the blogosphere is blah, 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 blah.
It sounds like some of that rhymed.
That's probably just the way I'm reading it.
Maybe.
But
like she's rapping.
She's still just saying, I'm cool and I am smart even though I act stupid. That's the gist of that post.
And these haters didn't include me in their list. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Here's the awards. The Weblog Awards 2006 Best Diarist, and then Best Blog, the Canadian Blog Awards, First Humor Blog, and Best Personal Blog in the Canadian Blog Awards. And I'm sure that's just one guy in his mom's basement. But let's pull up a random. And I won't give the site because I don't want people to go there.
I don't want people to go and subject themselves to
one of the questions that... What's that?
I said you don't want any of the remaining 12 listeners to go there.
No. And one of the questions that I have to answer is, would you read this blog regularly? I said, I would rather drink bleach. No. Let me see. Okay, here we go. There's a photo post. That's not going to make any sense. Not that any... Hey, there's more of her flat chest. Look at that. Okay. Here, good. www.truckermagazine.com. I hope I'll one day stop harassing people in Toronto, and then one day maybe realize I wasn't ever being mean. Just honest and angry and pissed off. Into this coolness trap, and know why my website, her website, sucks. And why I might want to have some whatever trucker wants to be the anti-vice. Homo mag and never one of the aliens of blah, blah, blah. Just some photo of me being a jerk that the art system drinked. It's spelled wrong. Beers, go-go dancing thing, and then no one wanted to say hi to whatevs. It was kind of okay, too neurotic, but the dangerous part was the coolest in retrospect. I never saw a copy of that issue. Etz. Hi, everyone. Finkelsteinstein. I can never remember Spaniard, Alex, Sarah, Chris, someone else, that Ryan Biggie guy, the Jim Monroe stuff. That's pretty much what she writes. All misspelled and no punctuation. Well, but she's Canada's top blogger. Canada's top...
You sure it's not Canadian spelling?
Dude, I didn't see a Z or an A or a for fuck's sake in there, so no, it's not any Canadian I'm familiar with.
Right.
God. So that's what I got to do. That's what I got to do before Saturday. And also, I've been given the opportunity to rewrite the half-assed post that I submitted for the restaurant review thing.
Right.
In addition to having to show up on Friday.
Were you given the opportunity or were you told to? I thought you were told to.
No, given the opportunity.
Oh, I see.
Now, it wasn't like a direct, okay, you sucked, try again.
No.
Everybody, it says everybody will have the opportunity to rewrite theirs, but... You have to review the exact same restaurant. So I would have to still again review a restaurant in Las Vegas that I ate at a year and a half ago.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that'd be a little
So it
tough.
Would be probably too much effort to try to do that.
Although, another trip to Vegas.
Before Saturday.
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to happen. So I think that's just about enough pointless shitty junior high ramblings for this week.
I think so, too.
Yep, this is H. Fatty Obesenstein, formerly known as Derek Knight of SetOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the H. Fatty Obesenstein Half Hour Power Hour with me, as always. I've got no fat nickname, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Goodbye, everyone.
You know what? I don't care how many of you are out there listening. I love you people for listening. Just thanks, keep listening, and you know, even if you don't see fit to leave a comment, just keep listening. We appreciate it. We love you. Thanks very much. We'll see you back again next Wednesday.